In today's second reading, we have Paul speaking of the self-emptying of the Son of God, a member of the Trinity, the one who created this world in which we live. And even Jesus testified to the great power he had, even as he was being arrested. Peter came forward, cut off Malchus's ear, and Jesus says, "Don't you realize I could call 12 legions of angels down at this very moment, and they would just wipe them all out?" But he didn't do that. Why? Well, there's a lot of reasons. That's part of the, I guess you might say, scandal of the cross, right? I mean, the tendency we have is when we're done wrong, we get back. Or we try to secure with violence the solution we want, and to correct a wrong, we step up with violence like Peter did. But Jesus didn't do that because he understood that the Father's will was that he become totally identified with us, even in our death. See, when we left the Garden of Eden after the fall, after we ate the forbidden fruit in Adam and Eve, we left the Garden of Eden as dead people. And the proof of that is the cemeteries we have populating the earth everywhere. They're cemeteries. And the purpose of Jesus accepting this brutal, unjust death that was put upon him was to identify with us, even in our death. Now you might say, well, why couldn't he have just died at home, an old man, an elder man, and gone that way? And I think there's more to the story of our lives than just simply death. We also know, for example, that some among us step up and make life really miserable for other people. I mean, the 20th century it's got piles of corpses of people that were very mean and caused a lot of suffering. I remember when I went to Auschwitz for the first time, we went back to this building, it was number 13, I believe it was, where Maximilian Kolbe had been starved to death. And right next door to that barrack, in the basement of which Maximilian Kolbe had been starved to death, there was an inner court where the Germans used to take the prisoners and mercilessly beat them, and even sometimes just outright do target practice with them with their rifles. That's the inner court of the Romans where Jesus was scourged. Jesus, as the Son of God, identified with all those people that were brutalized by the Nazis in World War II in that little court, and there was no one saw it. I'm sure the other prisoners heard it, and it wasn't very pleasant. Jesus identified with that, the injustice that we sometimes suffer from the evil that we perpetrate on each other. That's a reality. And he takes all of that on for us. And it seems crazy. And I know we've often thought, like, looking at the cross and what Jesus said, he's like totally silent before Pilate, he's silent before these accusations. It seems like he's just a rug and he's letting people walk over him. No, not at all. That's not what he is. He's not a rug. He's on a mission. And it's the fulfillment of the Father's will. And what is the Father's will? that his son completely identify with us in the reception of the injustice we suffer, as well as the death that puts us 6 feet under, so he could destroy it. Because you see, the end goal Jesus really is after here, by way of his passion, is to end up in the belly of death, just as Jonah ended up in the belly of a whale. That's his goal. And that's the will of the Father, is to end up in the belly of death the same way Jonah ended up in the belly of a whale. And the reason for that is best summarized, and with this I'll conclude, by St. John Chrysostom, who said, "Death on the cross swallowed a man and found God." And that, my brothers and sisters, is probably the worst case of indigestion to ever exist in creation.